Tonight's event is a very exciting opportunity to meet again in person with the members of the working group, this Latinx-led community working group that we have been working with since early this year. And it marks the release of a report that outlines four recommendations that this report came up with or informed. And we'll be having just not just a conversation around that, but a broader discussion about how to move from a coverage deficit framing coverage or deficit focused coverage in terms of news stories with and about the Latinx community, and instead do a more nuanced reporting of this community and individuals within this community and the issues that impact them.
The event will also bring some panelists to talk, and these are people that work already in the industry, bringing the voices of our communities. It's taking place in person at the Denver Press Club, but is there a way to follow along online, especially now that I see the event is sold out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question, a great observation, Rosanna. We are sold out. We expect to see a bit over 70 people there in person at the Denver Press Club, which is located in downtown Denver from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Unfortunately, just because of the nature of the format for this in-person event, we're not going to be recording. We expect to have a lot of small group conversation, a lot of conversation that will happen between just, you know, one-on-one or just between a few people. So we're not able to really capture that, the wealth of information and knowledge that will be transferred that way. But we will be releasing publicly this report that we've been talking about digitally in the next few days. And that will be something that individuals can take a part of.
Silvia, you have worked as a reporter in Longmont and continue to live there. What would you like to see when it comes to proper community representation in Boulder County-based media?
Yes, you're right. I live in Longmont. I've worked as a journalist here locally and across the county. What I would hope to see happens next is more engagement from individuals in this community, Latinx individuals in this community, joining this work and being committed and willing to have more conversations with CoLab and other partners that we're working with, some other of our co-sponsors and partnering newsrooms that are working on the same project, to let us know what they're thinking, you know, to react to the recommendations that we're outlining as part of this work, and let us know how those can become a reality and translate into what Boulder County needs.
I am so curious about the recommendations. So if you can at least give us one or two of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the priority things, one of the things that we heard from the working group throughout the conversations is holding newsrooms accountable, holding newsrooms accountable for diversity. You know, what does the staff look like? How much actual representation do stories have? Are the stories telling the stories of the community? Are they representative of the population groups and the pockets of population within the community? So I think we'll have a lot more to say about that, not just during tomorrow's event, but throughout upcoming events that we'll be hosting around these recommendations. So I hope that we'll be able to share more information about that soon.
That's Silvia Solis, reporter, journalist, and community engagement director from the Colorado News Collaborative, talking about the sold-out event happening this evening at the Denver Press Club from 6 to 8:30, where Latinx Coloradans and local reporters are having a conversation about working together to improve local news. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.